You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, it's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa, how are you?
Hi, Carl, how are you?
Good, good. Remind me never to eat right before we go on the air. I always do this.
I was wondering what you were doing, but I wasn't going to say anything.
It's the stupidest thing I do. It's like I eat like seconds before the show is going to roll. I'm chewing on something. I'm like, why am I doing this? I guess I was hungry. That's
okay. So Wednesday, you had a milestone.
Yes.
2,000 shows.
Yeah. Today's show number 2002.
2002. That's
actually
amazing.
So this is actually incorrect. The first 2 years I did the show, I didn't use show numbers. I used the date. So actually, I've got more than 2,000 shows. 2,000 was somewhere else, like before, because I didn't start using actual numbers to tag the shows until almost my second, right around my second year.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it's exciting. It is. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Are you okay with your microphone there?
Oh, I'm trying to get it adjusted.
Okay. So we have a couple really funny stories to open the show with today.
Well, I want to first talk about this weekend is daylight savings time.
Right.
And I guess there's some controversy about whether or not we should really practice this or not.
It's about time. You know, there are two states that don't. Indiana and Arizona.
It's Arizona and Hawaii.
Okay, so Indiana finally caved in at some point in time because Indiana used to be one of the states.
It says here Arizona and Hawaii. I'll have to check on Indiana. I think they do it.
Okay.
So the practice of advancing the clock by 1 hour, it was introduced to the U.S. during World War I and World War II, and then it was standardized by Congress in 1960.
Right.
So we've been doing it since 1960.
And it's all because of industrialization. I mean, it's all because
It's to extend the summer hours, too, so that you have more light.
It's to align the work day with the daylight portion of the day. So, in other words, they don't want people, it was more about you getting up and going to work and them being able to take advantage of the most light throughout the day for industry. That's the reason why we do daylight savings time. It's not because of anything else but that.
So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates that 100,000 police-reported crashes on the direct result of driver fatigue each year.
Because of daylight
savings time. Because of daylight savings time.
And let's not forget the rate of heart attack goes up and ER visits goes up during daylight savings transitions from one hour to another.
A study released last year found that the number of heart attacks jumped 25% the day after the springtime changes.
Yeah.
Perhaps because sleep loss puts a strain on people who are already at risk.
It's not just sleep loss. We've talked about circadian rhythm on the show Ad Infinitum and the importance of observing that circadian rhythm. And then all of a sudden, one day you just shift it by an hour. It takes a week or two to get back to normal, not just a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned something before the show that this practice should be done in 15-minute increments.
Yeah, if they really want to shift the day, then do it the way. Look, the sun doesn't automatically. The path of the Earth doesn't automatically shift in one day. It's a gradual change where the days start changing, where they're getting shorter. It doesn't happen in one day. We should migrate the clock 15 minutes this month, 15 minutes that month, 15 minutes that, so that it's over the course of maybe 3 or 4 months, it ends up becoming an hour. Not just one day go, oh, now we're just going to change like that.
It does take a while to get back to normal after that hour, after you lose the hour. Now, in the fall, when you fall backwards and you gain an hour, it's not bad. I like gaining that hour.
It's not bad because people feel like they sleep in. mm-hmm. right? They go to sleep at the same time they normally would, and they get an extra hour of sleep. What does that tell you about people's sleep patterns?
That they need more sleep.
They need more sleep.
So here are some do's and don'ts for this weekend. It's try to go to bed a little bit earlier on Friday and Saturday
mm-hmm.
to get some extra sleep.
Right.
Make your bedroom a sleep sanctuary. But you should be doing that all the time
every
anyway.
Day. Yeah, every day.
Drink plenty of liquids.
Not coffee.
Making sure to avoid alcohol and caffeinated beverages.
So that means the vodka and Red Bull, not a good idea.
No no red wine this weekend for you.
for you. That was funny.
Don't have a huge meal late at night and then go to bed. Well,
ever.
That's ever, exactly.
Ever.
Don't tackle any complicated tasks an hour before bed.
Okay, so.
That's always.
If you're planning on proposing that night. Wait till the next day. If you get proposed to that night, wait till the next morning to make your decision.
Do you have a bedroom ritual, such as a warm shower or bath, chamomile tea, or a glass of warm milk?
That's good. But brush your teeth after.
Yeah,
the milk
brush
will
your
rot your teeth.
Yes, yeah. The acidity. Do you get up at the same time on your regular schedule, regardless of the sunrise?
Right.
Get physical. Exercise is a good thing. Mornings are best. And don't overdo the exercise.
And let's narrow this down to even further, okay? People who 5 days a week, they go to sleep at 9, they get up at 5, they go to the gym at 8, blah, 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 blah. And then on the weekends, everything goes to pot, right? They stay up till midnight. They sleep.
Eat pizza and drink wine or beer.
That actually is doing harm. You really, the people who thrive and always feel well and always seem to be healthy and never, they're the ones that they have the same time they go to sleep and wake up every day, 7 days a week. That's really the way to do it.
Yes. So I fasted yesterday for.
I am so proud of you.
For 23 hours. It was so effortless. It's unbelievable.
You are officially an intermittent fasting guru.
Well, so I don't know if it was my imagination, but my skin looked so pretty this morning.
It's possible.
I thought, I wonder if the fasting had anything to do with it.
Well, think about it. Autophagy is ramped up. That means that the metabolic waste in your skin is being tended to as well. So, of course, I would imagine you would see a difference in your skin. Yes. There you go, ladies. Want beautiful skin? Fast once in a while. There you go. I'm serious.
So, and then I went and had my blood work done today.
They took a quart.
Oh, my gosh. They took, like, I don't know how many vials. I think it was 13 vials.
It was a basket of vials. It's funny because Dr. Andrew writes the prescription. He writes really small, and it takes the whole prescription sheet for all the things that he wants.
He tested my vitamin A. He's testing my magnesium, B12, D, and of course all the hormones.
All the hormones.
And plus the thyroid.
Thyroid panel, CBC, which everybody gets. He's very thorough.
And the girls there know me, so they weren't surprised when I came in with that huge list of things to test.
Doesn't it take them longer to enter that into their computer than to actually draw the blood?
It does, yes. So we'll see what happens with that.
Kentucky builds strong horses, strong trucks. We have Ford here, and strong people. And we have proof of that with this guy here. What's his name? Do we know his name?
The guy's name is Zachary Gross. He's 31 years old, and he scalped his ex-girlfriend.
So first of all, not only is he a kook that he beat his girlfriend up, he scalped her like an Indian would scalp somebody, and then sicked his dog on her. She's really a cute girl, too. She's really sweet looking.
Well, then after he scalped her, he held her and forced her to look at herself in the mirror and made fun of her.
Yeah, this guy really deserves prison, right?
So he also ordered his pit bull to attack her.
Right. So, but it gets worse, okay? You're thinking to yourself right now, you're appalled, like, oh my God, this guy is human waste. You're absolutely right, he is. His girlfriend is really, really strong, right? She puts up with all this. She gets out of there. She's alive. But when they go to court, the judge, getting ready to hand down his verdict, starts to lecture Zachary. To which Zachary looks the judge in the eye and says, I'm not asking for any mercy. Just give me my 20. I don't need a lecture. Could you imagine?
I told Carl, only in Kentucky.
This is.
Until I read this next story. And then when I read the next story, I was like, well, maybe it's a Southern thing.
Well, the irony is that Matthew's mother and father, brother and sister, were sitting in the two chairs next to him.
Zachary.
Zachary's mother and father and brother and sister were sitting in the two chairs next to him.
Okay.
No one. See, you got to be really fair. Okay, I just named four people, but there's only two people sitting next to him. So that means his mother and father are his brother. Yeah, his mother and father are his brother and sister. So there you go. That's Kentucky.
That is Kentucky.
Okay. Now, the next story we have to talk about needs a little background music. So in Georgia, a woman with flaming red hair apparently let her hair go to her head because she was driving behind a truck that was carrying a load of chickens. Obviously, you're going to take them to the processor. And she decided that that was evil. So she started ramming the truck.
With her red car.
Right. And eventually her car went off the road, spun out of control. She leaves the scene of the crime.
The truck driver pulled over and called 911.
Right. Police show up. Well, luckily for them, her license plate fell off of her truck. And so they were easy to find her. They go to her house.
She refused to come out of the house.
She doesn't want to come out of the house. She says...
She refused to until they had a warrant.
They had to get a warrant. So the cops sit out in front of our house. They camp out. They get a warrant. They come back with a warrant. They get into the house. They say, look, we found your license plate at the scene of this car accident. Why did you leave? And she says, because I'm a vegan, and they were taking those chickens to slaughter them. So she's a vegan. She got angry at the truck driver driving the truck, decided I'm going to just hit. First of all, doesn't she realize that if she does get the truck to go off the road, the chickens are probably going to be killed? Oh, wait a minute. Let's not think of that right now. So because she's an angry vegan, she decides to hit the truck with her car to keep the chickens from going on to be being processed.
I think this is the stupidest vegan story I've ever heard.
I mean, I got to play. I love the sound. This was one of the chickens that actually, wait, the chicken is talking. The chickens wanted her to know, what's her name? She's from Georgia.
Judith Moriah Armstrong. She's 26.
So the chicken is saying to Judith Armstrong, we just want to let you know that when we got to the processing place, we all escaped. We're all fine. And thank you for your help.
So she told the police officers that she had not been drinking. And then she changed her story and said she took a couple of shots when she got home. And so they eventually obtained a warrant. And she finally surrendered to the police, and she was tested for alcohol when she went to the jail, and she blew a .089, which is over the legal limit.
Yeah.
So she's a drunk vegan at that.
Yeah, drunk vegan, and she's going to save the chickens. Good for you. I think that's great. Thank you.
She's going to save – think about that. She's going to save the chickens by ramming her car into the truck.
Yeah, and running them off the road, and the chickens – she probably figured if the truck flips over – the chickens will all run free, and that'll be it. I mean, it's just crazy. You know, it's amazing today because we have a large number of people in this country who believe that the end justifies the means. We have a lot of people that are doing stupid stuff today because they feel that their agenda is the right agenda and everybody else needs to step back and let them do stupid stuff. And this is just an example of it. I swear to God, our population has gone crazy. We really have. When you look at Zachary scalping his girlfriend and then telling the judge
who
to go
does
bubba,
that?
And then this girl
only in Kentucky.
I mean, and it's not even like that we eat in bath salts where we could say, "Oh yeah, the reason I ate my friend's face last night was because I was on flaca. I was taking flaca." You know,
I'm still like disturbed by someone eating someone else's face.
Oh yeah, that's the whole drug flaca and bath salts. But these people they don't have any excuse. This is who they really are. Zachary, the picture of this guy Zachary. I swear, I'm not kidding around. He looks like the devil. This guy looks, he looks evil. Which begs the question, his girlfriend looks relatively sane and sweet looking. What the hell was she doing with him? Like, didn't she realize this guy was evil? He didn't just wake up this way, like daylight savings time, and click and just change.
So let's talk about a happy story.
Yeah. Okay.
So the oldest yoga teacher in the world, she's 98 years old, and she's still practicing yoga. Mm-hmm. She wrote a book called Dancing Light, and in there she talks about her unbelievable life and how she marched alongside Gandhi right. at age 12, and she was friends with Marilyn Monroe in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But she says every morning she wakes up and she knows that this is going to be the best day of her life. She said she knows it sounds like a cliche, but meditation is one of the things that she does every morning. And then she says her life is a meditation. But she says don't dwell on all the bad things that might happen. Not so great stuff happens all the time. So your mind gets in your way. It plagues you with all the things that can go wrong. One of the things that influenced her perspective was being around fighter pilots during World War II and how they live totally without fear.
Really? That's pretty cool. Chris Hill.
Yeah, Chris Hill.
Chris Hill.
Stop. Totally,
Chris Hill. We have a friend, Chris Hill. He's actually like he could have been the guy in Top Gun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stop judging people. Don't look down on anyone. I think that's a good tip.
Yeah.
And face each day with joy.
I like her logic. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 98 years old?
She's 98 years old. You know, we could all learn from older people.
No, in our society, old people are throwaways. They
and it
serve
should
no purpose.
Be exactly the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. That's usually where wisdom and experience come from, right?
Well, I mean, think of the stories just when we talk to, like, my uncle
right.
in his 80s. I mean, just the things that they tell us, the
yeah.
things that you can learn.
Yeah.
If you have an open mind.
Yeah, if you listen. And on that note, we have to take a break. And we've got lots of good stories. Interesting stories, funny stories. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
New song. It's always been there, just finally came into the show.
What's the song?
The song.
I've heard it before.
No, not this one. I have a lot of songs, but the computer rotates them. Welcome back. Okay, so do you know somebody who smells like fish? No. Why'd you shake your head?
No. Go ahead.
Is that not the story we're going to talk
no.
about first? Oh, no. Then let's go with the story that we have to talk about
no,
first.
No, we were going to talk about toilet texting.
Oh, first. Okay, you're right. You're right. If you know somebody who smells like fish, they're probably in the toilet texting you right now.
Are you a toilet texter?
Oh, not anymore, but I am.
So, this is shocking. Did you know that 91% of 28 to 35-year-olds admit to being addicted to texting while in the toilet? 91%.
I have actually texted someone. I was actually going potty, and someone texted me, and I texted them back, and then they said, can you take a call? And I know them well enough to say, I'm pooping right now.
Oh, my God. Did you say that?
And then they would go, too much information or something, or LOL. But I actually have thought to myself that if you knew somebody posted, like, wouldn't it be great if someone who's posting on Facebook, if there's a little icon of a toilet, every time somebody posted to Facebook, responded to Facebook, posted to Instagram, replied to a text message, sent an email, if there's a little toilet icon, and probably 60% of the communication today, electronic communication, somebody is sitting on a toilet bowl somewhere doing it.
75% of Americans admit to using their smartphones while on the toilet. 1 in 5 men admit to taking it a step further by phoning into business meetings from the bathroom.
See, that I don't understand how you could do that, right? Unless you mute when you flush the toilet. I guess you'd have to mute when you flush the toilet.
13% of women also owned up to joining conference calls while sitting on the can.
Right now, someone is listening to this podcast sitting on the toilet. Let's be honest, right? Right now, I'm probably not just someone. I bet a lot of people are listening to this. And, you know, they're listening to the show. They got to go to the bathroom. They take the show with them. And they're sitting there listening to the show. Raise your hand. There you go. See, look at all those people out there.
If you're a toilet texter, raise your hand.
So just recently, okay. So here's something funny. So we had a laugh a couple nights ago, Elisa and I, and she said to me, I learned to take my cell phone in the bathroom from you. And I said, oh, great. That's the thing that you want me to own up to teaching you. That's good. Okay, that's a good. Put that on my tombstone. He taught me to take the phone in the bathroom. And it's true. I'm guilty of it. So the past couple of days, I started doing something.
You stopped taking your phone.
You have no idea how short bathroom breaks are when you don't have a phone with you. I'm serious, folks. And you know, look, I'm going to be the one that's honest, but all of you out there know what I'm saying is true. How many times have you sat on the toilet longer than you really have to because you're right in the middle of sending an email or a text or a comment that you have to get out of your head right this second on Facebook, and to the point where you stood up, your legs were numb?
That's never happened to me.
You've got a little bit more butt than I do. Let's just
so let me ask you this. So there's all this controversy about toilet texting, about the aerosol, because, of course, when you flush, there's aerosol, and the bathroom is one of the dirtiest places.
But I don't buy that one.
No, but just let me finish my thought. So in the days before smartphones, there used to be magazines, books, and newspapers in the bathroom, and they actually kept them there beside the toilet in little baskets.
Yes.
So isn't there aerosol and fecal matter on them?
Absolutely. In fact,
it stays there.
In fact, when you okay, here's how. I'm not germ-phobic, right? But I'm also not stupid. If I use the bathroom at the gym, I hate those automatic flushers. That, like, as soon as you get up
there. Oh, I know. That's disgusting.
But you know why? Because when I use the bathroom at the gym, I get my stuff back together and get my pants closed, and then I unlock the door and start to open it as I reach back with my right foot and kick the lever, because I don't want to be standing in that stall when that geyser of mist comes out of that toilet all over me. So you're right. You're absolutely right. But what's even worse than that is that people are on their phones having a poopy. Then they wipe themselves. Then they grab their phone and go over to the sink and they wash their hands. They don't realize they've already transferred the fecal matter from their hand. And those of you out there who don't think you get something on your hands, you're lying to yourself.
Well, and plus, I mean, especially in a public bathroom, you should never touch anything or bring your phone into.
Elisa doesn't sit on the toilet seat in public bathrooms. I found that amazing. You talk about the importance of squatting in the gym. Try that one, okay?
So urine spray, the feces and urine sprays about 6 feet in every direction. And
yes.
at home you can close the toilet seat.
But no. I know a guy who was actually making toilet seats for hospitals. He had patented a toilet seat that would not allow. There's a little space underneath the toilet seat.
So it still squirts.
It blows
out
sideways. It just blows out sideways. It's like a flash suppressor on the front of a gun. It just comes out the sides.
Well, so anyway. Rethink if you're a toilet texter. And when was the last time you cleaned your phone?
The truth, or you want me to lie?
I want the truth.
Oh, because if I tell you I cleaned it yesterday, if I lied, I've never cleaned my phone.
I cleaned mine yesterday.
Yeah, because of this article, probably. And never mind that. I throw my phone on the floor of the gym sometimes when I'm training, because I'm using it for my stopwatch and I'm recording my workouts.
Well, just clean your phone.
Yeah. Hey, look, I look at it as microbial upregulation. That's all.
Yeah. So, okay, now we can talk about the fish story.
Yes. Do you know someone who smells like fish? And I mean their whole body. Like they're standing next to you and you keep looking around to see if a shrimp boat has pulled up behind you.
Trimethylaminaria.
Trimethylaminaria. Trimethylaminaria. I'm going to say it fast.
Trimethylaminaria. Fish odor syndrome.
Yeah. They lack an enzyme that breaks down a certain protein that then causes their body to exude this odor.
So there was a woman over in the UK. It took 7 years for the doctors to figure out what was wrong with her. Mm-hmm. They kept telling her that her personal hygiene was bad, that she needed to clean herself better. At work, people would give her, like, Secret Santa. They would give her soap or perfumes.
Right.
And one time somebody put kitchen detergent in her, through her little door on her, a thing on her door as a gift.
Oh, and you mean her mail slot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it took them 7 years to determine that she had this
trimethylaminuria. Yes. Aminuria. Nuria, yeah.
And I mean, other than washing with a soap that's more acidic.
Well, why can't she supplement with that enzyme when she's eating certain foods?
What is the enzyme?
I don't know. They say that in this disease, they've isolated to the lack of a specific enzyme. So someone knows that enzyme. Why don't they tell her what it is so she can buy some?
She said once a driver actually installed an air freshener on the bus that she uses, and a passenger said it was her fault. That's not really funny.
It is funny. I mean, it's sad, but it is humorous. People are really rude.
It's created when the body is unable to break down the smelly chemical trimethylamine, which is produced in the gut when certain foods such as dairy, coffee, meat, and fish are digested. And there's currently no cure. So don't eat those foods.
No, but there's got to be. Okay, so all you need to do is get that enzyme made and take it with your food. Just like, look, so people are lactose intolerant. The brilliant people at Lactaid said, hey, we're going to make milk and we're just going to put lactase in it. And people, oh my God, they can drink milk again. Somebody just needs to, the problem is there's probably not enough of these people in the world to generate interest in creating a supplement. That's the problem.
So her general practitioner referred her to a hormone specialist who put her on an intense program of, guess what?
I don't know.
Antibiotics.
Oh, God.
That's probably making it worse.
Of course it is.
And a unique diet,
yes,
which calmed her symptoms. Well, the diet would have calmed the symptoms without the antibiotics.
Yeah, just eliminating the things that create that smell. How sad. And I think I have problems.
So it is real.
Yeah, that's very, very sad. What about that? I saw you pulled something up about halitosis. Halitosis is what the smell in your mouth, right?
Yes, it is.
So we had that wonderful dentist.
Did you enjoy that show yesterday?
Yeah, I did. Dr. Max Goodson, I think his name was. And he, first of all, the thing that I was most stunned by was the rate of obesity and diabetes in Kuwait.
Who the hell knew? They studied, their cohort were from Kuwait.
They have a higher rate of obesity and diabetes than the U.S. in Kuwait. I thought they were like all starving and living in the desert there and having a hard time finding food. Who knew? But anyway, what he discovered was that people who start to become hyperglycemic, where they have high blood sugar, that sugar leaches out into the mouth through the saliva and changes the microbes in the mouth. And that could lead to, well, it leads to dental caries. We know that. But it also can lead to changes in the odor of the breath because it makes the environment more acidic. And so they're talking about an early detection method to identify children who are on the path of developing diabetes metabolic syndrome. They can just use a piece of litmus paper in their mouth while they're in there getting their exam. And they go, oh, my God, this kid probably has high blood sugar. Let's go test the blood sugar.
Are they currently doing that?
That's what he wants done. He said they can test for sugar and insulin in the saliva.
That would be...
I commended him. I said, my God, this is brilliant. We need this. We need this. We need this for adults, never mind children. Dentists could be testing everybody that goes in the door.
Well, the whole thing for this story was body odors.
Mm-hmm.
So halitosis just fell right into that. But the origins of halitosis, the causes are 90% from the oral cavity,
yes,
not from the gut.
Right.
Did you know that temperatures can be reached up to 37 degrees Celsius in the mouth?
That's got to be like, 106 degrees Fahrenheit?
So it provides a suitable environment for bacterial growth.
Mm-hmm.
There are over 500 species of bacteria in the oral cavity.
Yeah.
And one of the areas that we don't think about is the tongue. Do you ever brush your tongue?
I do, believe it or not.
Well, they have tongue scrapers.
No, but I do. I use my Sonicare. I stick my tongue out and I push down and away, like toward the tip of the tongue. I do brush my tongue.
So most of those 500 bacteria are capable of producing odorous compounds, mm-hmm. Which cause halitosis.
You know how bacteria cause odorous compounds?
How?
They eat the food that you eat. They digest the food that they eat, and then they fart in your mouth. So basically you have...
Is that true?
Yeah, they give off gases. It's a fart. You have millions of bacteria sitting back and laughing and farting in your mouth right now. Think about that. They're having a good old time laughing. Oh, one of them makes a fart, the other one laughs. Then the other one makes a fart. Oh, that was a funny one.
Yeah, you're funny.
Well, it's the truth.
So, yeah, halitosis.
Halitosis.
And what about feet? Body odor from your feet.
My feet don't smell, but my,
oh my
five
gosh.
Fingers stink. My five fingers stink.
Well, that's because you wear them all the time. You've got to let them air out part of the time.
I put them in the garage last night, and they did smell better this morning, but I need to wash them.
So if your feet smell, vinegar helps get rid of the bacteria that causes the smell.
Interesting.
So, or Epsom salts.
I took an Epsom salt bath last night and listened to Mike Pulcinella's podcast, Voices
did you?
Of Bodybuilding. Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Or you can wear cotton socks. And put new insoles into older shoes. It's also a good idea to wear a different pair of shoes every day. That gives you time to let the other ones
wear
out.
That's the problem. I wear the same five fingers. I got to get a few more pair of five fingers and just rotate them.
So you're going to like this one.
Okay.
Can apples make you fart?
If they can, I'm going to start eating more because I love to fart. I think farts are funny. You know what? If I'm in the car and I fart, it makes me laugh. It does. It does.
You know who you remind me of?
I'm afraid you're going to tell me.
Bart Simpson.
Farts are funny. They are. Everybody laughs at their own farts. They just don't want to smell other people's farts.
Oh, so.
You're just a bunch of fart prejudice people. That's who you are.
I was at the store yesterday to get some VSL. Mm-hmm. And so we go to Sam's to get it because it's cheaper there.
Yeah, like $25 a box.
Yeah, think. Even though we have to drive across town, it's worth it because you save $25. So first of all, I had drank a bunch of water, so I had to go to the ladies' room when I got there. And somebody, it was awful when I walked in there. It was awful.
If you close your eyes, you thought you were in a truck stop, right?
I did.
So you then, were in a truck stop, and tonight was chilly night.
So then I left the ladies' room, and I sighed, you know, a big relief so I could breathe again. And some lady walked by me tooting.
Oh, did she really? That's terrible.
Well, I thought only at Sam's.
Well, we were at the Arnold, and they're giving away protein supplements. Everybody's eating these protein supplements all day long. And so we're walking through the Arnold in this crowd. We couldn't move.
Oh, yeah.
And poor Elisa, she's looking at me and she's going, holding her fan. And I said to her, they call that crop dusting. They do. When you fart in a big crowd of people, they call that crop dusting. So we got crop dusted quite a bit at the Arnold.
So your body can't digest and absorb some of the carbs in foods, including apples, raisins, and prunes. These carbs make gas.
It's fiber.
Which causes you to fart. Other foods that might make you toot include artichokes, Brussels sprouts, and mm-hmm. lentils.
I know Brussels sprouts do.
So.
But see, it's the fiber. It's the prebiotic fiber that makes you fart. That's why it's good for you. Because those good microbes in your gut that make things like butyrate, right? Everybody wants ketones, right? Well, guess what? You can't make ketones without some fiber because that's part of the process for the microbes in your gut to actually make the butyrate. So if you don't have fiber in your diet, you're not farting. And if you don't have fiber in your diet, you're also not making any butyrate. I'm sorry to tell those people out there who are keto experts.
No, I liked your post today.
Boy, it got a
everybody's
lot
a keto expert.
Well, it's true. I didn't want to say it because there's somebody I know who was giving advice on Instagram, you know, about keto. Everybody's like, so two things. Everybody's a keto expert and everybody thinks they're a keto expert because they've joined the Prove It ketone supplement tribe. You know, it's like, oh, I know everything about ketones now because I'm selling ketone powder, you know? It's like, this is... Mauro DiPasquale was talking about the ketogenic diet 35 years ago. All of a sudden, everybody's a keto expert now.
No, Dominic D'Agostino is a keto
expert. Yeah, he's curing diseases with okay. And believe me, he's the guy I'll take advice from.
Yes, so if your urine smells sweet, this could be a symptom of diabetes. When your body can't break down sugar, it builds up in your blood and in your urine.
Yes. Yes, and it get, your urine will actually get thick and syrupy the worse your diabetes is.
So if you drink too much alcohol, your breath can smell like alcohol and have come through your pores the next day, too.
If, okay, so
does that
you
mean
know,
your liver can't break it
yes.
down?
Oh, God, you're so smart. You are.
Thank
if
you.
When you know somebody who drinks a lot and they start to get that sour smell, you're standing next to them, they start to get that sour smell, their liver is failing already. That's why they have that. That's why it's coming out of their skin instead of out of their urine.
Really?
Yes. And we all know somebody who drinks a lot and has that sour smell. You know what I'm talking about for those of you who are listening to the show. That person, their liver is failing already. The other
they're
thing
in
is
trouble.
They start to get the red nose. They start to get the red skin on the face. These are some of the early signs of liver failure. They just ignore it and they just keep drinking. So, on that note, I'm going to go have a cocktail. All right, we'll be right back.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it,
you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
This is my milkshake, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, I like this song.
Is that Madonna?
But it's Madonna covered with...
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Their life is better than yours.
I love that song.
It's better than yours, I can teach you.
Sounds like the Puerto Rican girls I grew up with in Brooklyn. It really does.
Okay, we have a story to talk about from Michigan, from our good friend, Con Santori Davison.
Yes, yes. By the way, Con is a fashion horse.
He has the so best-looking cool shoes.
And no, but clothes, jackets. I mean, the guy, I'm astonished.
Maybe you should get some advice.
Oh, thanks. Okay, I'll ask him for some help. I'll ask him. I'm not too proud to ask that.
I'm teasing you.
No, I know you aren't.
I was teasing, no, I know. Really. Okay, so I guess a pair of legislators have proposed a bill in the Michigan House of Representatives that would ban the use of state-issued bridge electronic bank transfer, EBT cards, or food stamps to purchase soda drinks. And
I got to be honest with you. When you read it and I think about it, my first blush reaction is I'm kind of ambivalent about this, right? And part of me feels like you can't stop people from doing these things unless they understand why they shouldn't do it. On the other hand, I can say, you know, you can't buy tobacco products with EBT.
It would free up money for them to use for healthier foods. But on the other hand, the government shouldn't be telling us what we should spend our...
Well, wait a minute. Now I'm going to have to channel Florence Lenore for a second. When I first moved to Las Vegas, I had to come to my parents for a little bit of money to get things rolling. And shortly after I came to them for money, my mother started telling me things like, you know, well, you know, you really need to do this. And I'd say, hey, you know, I'm an adult. She goes, no, as long as you're using my money, I get to tell you what to do. And that was, you know, like she was teaching me a lesson. Like, you want to be independent, you want to be autonomous, and you don't want people to tell you what to do, go get your own money. So I'm not saying that in a harsh way, because a lot of these people were caught in a bad marriage. They got divorced. They got three kids. They need some money. They're going to get on their feet. And you don't want to dictate to those people. At the same time, when you're using my money, you're going to have to follow my rules. That's the way it goes.
So here's a message from Con. I asked Con his opinion.
Okay.
And this is what he sent me. Why does the government continue to try and legislate health? People are going to drink pop no matter if it's covered under food stamps or not.
That's true.
What does this really accomplish? Do they assume that residents will pick sugar-free juice instead? And number two, this continues the government's fascination with the choices of people on state aid. Remember the link below, it's all related. That was the lobster and steak myth where people are using their food stamps.
To buy lobster and steak. But I see, and I know that was a myth, but I have no problem with someone using food stamps to buy lobster and steak. God bless
either.
Them. That's real food.
He said, I just wish the Michigan legislators would produce the hard data they used that brought them to these conclusions about residents on food stamps.
So here's, look, I think that if somebody's on food stamps and they have set aside enough money to buy lobster and steak and eat it once a week, once a month, I don't care. That's good food. Soda is a problem today. I don't know. I'm kind of ambivalent about this. Again, it comes back to when you're getting money from somebody else, you have to follow their rules. That's just the way it is.
So I said to Con, and then I said to you during the break, that my thoughts on this are that instead of telling them, okay, let me slap your hand, propose that you cannot use these food stamps on soda or sugary drinks, fruit juices or what have you. Why not educate them on the reasons why and spend their resources instead of fighting this, spending the, those resources educating the people to make better choices?
And this is, and I'll tell you why this is a big issue that you point out. Because 99% of the time when people like Bloomberg propose a tax, and that's, this is not a tax, I understand that. They propose a tax on soda. They don't use the tax money to solve the problem, right? They use it for other things. And you're right, education can help. But there's something else that can help. We talked about this on a show the other day. I can't remember which guest it was. But she said, the problem is that the economically challenged, it's expensive to eat healthy. And the economically challenged can't. And I said, you're wrong.
That's perception. That's their perception.
I said, you're wrong. The real problem with the economically underserved areas is they live in food deserts. Their choices are limited. We need companies like Whole Foods and Lucky's to double down and build places in these, because what good is it telling a mother who's working two jobs and has five kids, don't eat McDonald's tonight, when all she's got within driving distance on her way home from work is McDonald's? What good is it if you don't put the resources out there so they can make the right choices? But you're right. It starts with education. Once you educate the people, they go, wait a minute. You don't want me to drink soda. You don't want me to drink this. How am I supposed to buy these other things? They're, none of the stores around here carry it. So you're right. It starts with education. There's no doubt about it.
So Marion Nestle, who wrote Soda Politics, and we all know and like Marion Nestle, she published some results on a soda success story. And Howard County, from the university, this study is from the University of Connecticut on the Howard County Unsweetened Campaign. Their study found that sales of sugar sweetened soda declined 20%. Sales of 100% juice fell 15%, and sales of fruit drinks with added sugar fell 15%. And they attribute the success to eliminating sugary drinks in vending machines, increasing access to water in schools, getting a state law passed to improve healthy drinks in child care centers, getting a state law passed to make healthier drinks available on government sites, and engaging nearly 50 community organizations to offer healthier drinks.
So what they did, instead of punishing the person, they diverted their attention to better choices. I think that's brilliant.
But that's also not only, that's like an education in
of
a roundabout way. Okay.
Yeah.
And then it also, the community-wide public health outreach efforts, TV ads, social media messages, online ads, training of healthcare professionals. It was, this was all an effort.
It was a concerted effort to give people options, put them in front of them while minimizing the bad choices without restricting their ability to buy them, keep in mind.
Yes.
They didn't say, hey, you can't buy these. They just said, we're going to make those bad choices less accessible. We're going to make the good choices more accessible, and we're going to tell you why it's better to take the good choices, and people acquiesce, and they do it.
It goes back to my first thought was education.
Yeah. No, you're right. And I don't think it's, I don't, look, I don't know, again, I was raised under the assumption that when somebody gives you money, they can tell you how to use it. And so as a result of that, I don't know that it's fair to say to the government, you can't do this to these people. I think it is fair to say to the government, this is a draconian method that's not going to work. What do you really want to happen here? Do you want to punish people or do you want them to make better choices? If your goal is to punish people, go ahead and do this. It's not going to work. They're going to buy soda anyway. They're going to find a way to get it. But if you want to have people make better choices, there's a better way to do it. This is not it.
Well, and I think, like, for example, I have a friend whose daughter is in high school, and she's learning about healthy eating in high school. And her mother never cooks. They eat out constantly. So now the daughter is 15 years old.
They literally eat out every single
night. Daughter is 16 years old, and she now cooks at home and, you know, has her mom stop at the grocery store. They buy food. She comes home. She does the cooking because she wants to eat healthy. So she's learning this in school.
Right.
And another thought.
Not in the home.
Not in the home. And then another thought comes to mind, like a lot of the schools around here in Kentucky anyway, they have little pieces of land where they grow food. They teach, this is the seed. This is how you plant it.
Right.
This is how you water it. You know, and then they teach them from that to farm to table.
Right.
Basically teaching these kids. And that's what we need more of.
Yeah. No, I agree. There's a lot of infrastructure that needs to be addressed. Accessibility to the right kind of foods and education to help people make the right kind of choices should be what the government is focusing on, and not spanking people's hands, slapping people's hands for choosing soda.
But I do know food deserts. When we go visit my family in Illinois, that is the biggest food desert. You cannot find anything healthy in that town.
Nothing.
I mean, not only is it surrounded by corn and glyphosate everywhere, you're afraid to drink the water, but there's no food, healthy food anywhere.
And we literally bring a huge cooler full of food, but we can't use that. We can't just eat only that because we're there to see people. So we have to go out and we have to go to homes. And your cousins make good food.
Yes.
It's not them, but it's when we have to go and have breakfast in the morning. You know, the choice, I mean, really, there's only like four or five fast food restaurants, and that's it. And
pizza,
that's all there is.
A pizza parlor.
Yeah.
A diner.
And the one Mexican restaurant that we found that we liked.
They closed.
They closed. They ended up closing.
Yes. I mean, that's a small example of, a snapshot, but I do understand the not having access to healthy foods.
Yeah. It's not about money. It's about access and education. That's really what it comes down to. They will buy if there was a healthy choice and a crappy choice on the way home from work for that mom who's trying to get home to the three kids, she'd choose the healthy choice, but there's not. There's only the one crappy choice. So that's the problem. And on that, we're going to take a break. And do we have an exciting story to lead off with the next hour? We don't really know. We'll find out. Yeah, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code GIFT30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping. When you enter offer code GIFT30, that's GIFT30 at AdamandEve.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
That's white boy. You have some new songs.
I told you. It's just a shuffle. Dance, white boy. They must be talking to me.
You're a good dancer.
I used to be a great dancer. Now I'm just kind of I'm like the old guy that people look at. I bet he used to dance good.
I love dancing, but it's like, where do you go dancing at our age?
We need a good supper club where you go and have a meal and they have a band playing and you dance. Really, there's a real need
for that.
That
would be fun.
I know.
Okay, so speaking of not being able to get certain foods, Wisconsin has banned
crybabies,
the sale of Kerrygold in their state.
It's all losers.
So we all know that Kerrygold is an Irish butter made with grass-fed cow's milk, and it's no longer welcome in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and
you know why?
Yeah, I know why.
Because it's not made in Wisconsin.
Look, it's worse than that, right? Wisconsin is the dairy capital of the United States. So they're calling on some far, far out of center nonsense about it not being certified for something in their state. It's like, every state in the United States.
Under Wisconsin legislation, retail butter for sale in Wisconsin must bear either a Wisconsin or federal grade mark.
Yeah. But here, keep in mind.
So this effectively excludes Kerrygold butter from being sold in Wisconsin.
But keep in mind that every other state in the United States allows the sale of Kerrygold. So somehow Wisconsin, in their divine wisdom, knows better. Let's be honest. Kerrygold is crushing the butter industry, crushing it. And Wisconsin doesn't like it because they are the dairy capital of the United States. So like a bunch of whiny, sore losers, they can't take the ball and go home, so they're going to keep the other players out of the field. That's what they're doing. Now, want to see another example of this just to show you that I'm not biased against them? Kentucky, another group of crybabies. You know why? Because we can't buy liquor on the internet and have it shipped into Kentucky. Why? Because Kentucky's one of their largest money-producing things is bourbon and alcohol products. So they're going to be like, hey, no. You got to buy it from us if you're going to buy it. You can't buy it from California.
We can't have it shipped here.
Yeah. Although I found the way around that, but I'm not going to say that on the air. But the reality is that this is
leave an example. Leave it to Carl to find a way around everything.
Yeah, this is an example of these states being sore losers. Oh, no, I don't want to lose any money to Kerrygold, so we're not going to let them. Guess what? The rest of the nation is buying it and eating it by the pound. So who cares who buys it in Wisconsin? A bunch of sore losers. That's all they are.
So I guess people are traveling out of the state to get it and bringing it back. So this, they've quoted this one woman as saying she's making regular trips to Nebraska to stock up on Kerrygold.
This is the Consentori-Davison effect. He just said, look, you're not going to keep people from buying soda. You can't keep people from buying what they want. These people want Kerrygold, so they're going to drive. So now the people outside of Wisconsin are going to make dollars that should stay in Wisconsin because the Wisconsin legislature is boneheaded. Now, they just shot themselves in the foot. They didn't hurt the sales of Kerrygold. They hurt the revenue staying in their state. Dummies.
Yes.
Dummies.
So what do you think about the gluten-free craze?
Look, I think the awareness of gluten is important. I disagree with the mainstream figureheads that are saying, well, there's only, 1% of the population that has celiac disease. Everybody else can eat gluten. Alex Leaf wrote some great articles that show that even in non-celiac people, gluten raises the chronic inflammatory markers up. And let's be honest, all diseases can be either traced back to or have a chronic inflammatory component. So when you talk about eating foods that raise inflammation, not a good idea. So what do I think about the gluten craze? I think it's great that they made people aware that this may not be the greatest thing for you. Unfortunately, you're talking about crushing $600 billion industry, $1 trillion industry. It's not going to go away easily, so they're going to fight back.
So there was a major study out of Harvard University suggesting that gluten-free diets adopted by the growing numbers of health-conscious consumers enhance the risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
So I got the actual harvard.edu page open up. I got to tell you something. After reading this, I don't spend any time on their website. After reading this, my trust and respect for Harvard has dropped. It's dropped. There's no doubt in my mind. They are ignoring the real science. And selectively choosing science that they want to pay attention to.
Examined 30 years of medical data from 200,000 patients.
Yeah, their medical data, right. Okay.
They found that most participants had gluten intake of below 12 grams a day, which is roughly the equivalent to 2 to 3 slices of bread. Within this range, those eating the highest 20% of gluten had a 13% lower risk of type 2 diabetes compared with those eating up to 4 grams a day.
Now, here's the problem with their research, right? The person that's reporting that they're eating a couple pieces of bread a day and this is okay, and the people who are eating the gluten-free diet, what they fail to tease out of this is processed foods. So When they ask somebody, are you eating gluten-free, do you think people think, oh, chicken? Do they think chicken and avocados? No. They think something that comes in a box that has a label on it that says gluten-free. So really what they're really saying is processed food, eating a higher diet of processed foods is linked to diabetes. But they don't want to say that because nobody's going, oh, I'll have some gluten-free chicken, a glass of gluten-free water, and people don't think of themselves as eating gluten-free when they're doing that. But people who identify themselves as eating gluten-free, they're buying boxes of stuff that say gluten-free. So what are they really eating? They're eating processed foods.
Yeah, bodybuilder diets are basically gluten-free.
Mm-hmm. The bodybuilding diet is gluten-free. There's no diabetic bodybuilders out there.
It says here, gluten-free foods often have less dietary fiber and other micronutrients.
Guess what else has less dietary fiber?
What?
If you eat a lot of processed food. Go ahead.
Such as vitamin and minerals, making them less nutritious, and they also tend to cost more. I agree. Gluten-free foods do tend to cost more.
Yeah.
Do tend to be more expensive.
Yeah. But who's buying that stuff?
But as for the dietary fiber that you get from gluten, I mean, what about the fiber? A half a cup of raspberries has 4 grams of fiber in it.
And you don't need the gluten.
One medium apple is 4.5 grams of fiber.
And makes you fart. So it not only is it good for you, but it's fun.
5 ounces of broccoli is 3.8 grams of fiber.
That makes you fart too.
4 spears of asparagus is 1.2 grams of fiber.
And makes your urine smell like asparagus. I mean, look at the advantages of eating these things here.
So my point in that is that you don't need gluten to eat fiber.
No.
We all know that.
And Harvard should be ashamed of themselves. They know this, right? Look, Harvard is like every place else. They're looking for clickbait, right? They know there's a lot of people out there eating a gluten-free diet. So they want to skew that audience to their information. They want to get on the Today Show and on the morning show. So they do this kind of stuff actually to pander. But the reality is that those people who identify as eating gluten-free are eating processed food diets. And that's where the diabetes risk increases. It's not because think about it. What class of foods that are processed first are labeled gluten-free? High starch carbohydrate foods, right? Because you're not replacing gluten in chicken. You're not replacing gluten in steak. No, you're replacing gluten in the Tombstone pizza. You're replacing gluten in the dinner rolls. You're replacing gluten in all the cereals. So what are these people really eating? They're eating a high carbohydrate processed diet. Oh, maybe that's the link to the risk of diabetes.
Well, and do you think it has anything to do with people being vegan? Because they eat a lot.
That's why vegans are sick.
Of processed foods.
Most vegans are sick because they think as long as they're not eating animal products that they're safe. So they eat garbage. They eat cereal 5 times a day. They have a little salad. They have an avocado. And then they eat some vegan tofu burger. They eat nothing but processed foods most of the time.
What was
most
that?
Most vegans.
Didn't you watch a video that Nick Gugg sent you about vegan bacon?
Oh, it was funny. The guy's in the grocery store, and you know how they have the testers handing out samples?
Uh-huh.
And so the guy goes to this guy walking by, the kid, he goes, "Would you like to try a piece of vegan bacon? It's completely meat-free." And the guy goes, "Yeah, I'd like that." So he takes his tongs and he picks up one piece of bacon, a strip of bacon. It's real rigid. And he gives it to the guy. The guy takes it in his hand. He looks at it. And then there's a trash pail right next to it. And he drops it in the trash pail. So the kid looks at him like, "What the hell did you just do?" He goes, "May I have another piece?" And the kid goes, "Yeah, okay." And he gives him another piece. The guy looks at it. He drops it in the trash pail. He says, "Thanks a lot." And he walks away. It was great. It was hilarious. I think it actually came from a sitcom. I want to talk about something else that's in this Harvard piece before we let them off the hook. So what's the downside of the gluten-free diet? Of course, they're talking about it eliminates fiber from your diet. It really doesn't. And they go on to talk about
the organics.
Yeah. So the last paragraph of what's the downside. Meanwhile, gluten-free foods tend to be more expensive than conventional foods. It reminds me of the organic food option. People are often willing to pay higher prices for foods they think are healthier. The problem is that there is little or no proof that these foods are actually better for you. So keep in mind, this author of this article, got to find his name. Hold on a second. This is written by Robert Schmerling, MD. So what he's basically saying is, oh, organic is BS too. People are paying a lot of money for... So Dr. Schmerling here thinks that you should consume some pesticides and herbicides and chemicals with your diet because there's no evidence that shows that it's not healthy. So two things are going on here. I don't want to be too harsh with Dr. Schmerling because he's probably a nice guy, right? Number one, he's applying confirmation bias in his selection of the research that he's chosen to use to write this article because there is a plethora of research out there that shows that A, organically grown foods have more of the good things in them that they're supposed to have. They upregulate polyphenols and nutrient density and so on and so forth. Number two, there's plenty of evidence out there that the consumption of chemicals, pesticides and herbicides have transgenerational epigenetic effects on your grandchildren and their grandchildren that you won't even ever meet. Okay? From good universities like Washington State. I mean, we're not talking about some, you know, university in Costa Rica. Okay? Not that there's anything wrong with that. But he's completely ignoring all the other research that weighs against his attitude. But the other thing that he is doing, which is really, really, really harmful, is that he is dismissing this idea that food plays any role in the etiology of disease.
And you're going to be shocked. Dr. Schmerling is a rheumatologist.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, what would happen if there was no more rheumatoid arthritis? He'd go out of business. He needs to keep these people eating this stuff.
Exactly.
Oh, there you go. That's the person. So the person you want to take advice from is the rheumatologist about how to eat, where all he sees is people who have autoimmune disorders that can all be linked back to their diet.
That's really something.
Shame on him. They have a special hell for a guy like this guy. Okay? I don't believe in God, and you all know that. But if they did, if they had a hell, Dr. Schmerling is going to have a special seat that the temperature's a little hotter than the rest of hell. Because this is an example of a guy protecting his own fiefdom. That's what he's doing. There is so much good research out there that shows that he is completely wrong, but he hasn't weighed any of that in because he wanted to write this article saying, hey, no, eat gluten, and I'll see you in 10 years. Eat a lot of gluten, I'll see you in 15 years. You'll come and see me. Shame on him. That's all I got to say.
That's all I got to say about that.
It comes back to this, and I've said it before, and I'll say it 1,000 times so people understand it. The new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. Harvard is showing up not to be a credible source as far as I'm concerned.
Listen to Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, because we tease out the BS and just bring you the truth. Stay tuned.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it?
We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Okay. What are we talking about?
So, there was a new study that came out this week about the association between dietary factors and mortality from heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes in the U.S.
And actually, we're going to delve deeper into this topic next on Monday, right, with Adele Musa.
Adele's coming on Monday.
And talk about quite a few things. But
this is one of the things that you guys are going to pick apart.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to mention it because it has been kind of in the mainstream all over the morning shows.
Thanks to the Wizard of Oz.
When I was on the treadmill the other morning, I told Carl, all I have to do is just turn on the morning shows and I get enough content because it's just crazy the way they cover these stories. So, do you want to talk about the story first or do you want me to tell what Dr. Oz, how he interpreted it?
Tell how Dr. Oz interpreted first.
So Dr. Oz's interpretation was of the 10 foods that you should eat, you should not eat processed meats, which we know.
Right.
You should eat only one serving of red meat a week.
Right.
And that should only be the size of the palm of your hand.
Right.
Or the size of a deck of cards.
Right. Which is basically the 3 ounces a serving, right? 3 to 4 ounces a serving.
You should limit.
Once a week.
Once a week.
What about other protein?
Salmon was good.
Good.
You should limit your sodium intake to nothing because if you're eating foods, you're getting enough sodium in your diet. You should eat whole wheat breads and cereals 4 servings per day.
Yeah, see,
per day.
Here's the sad part of this, right? The sad part of this is the majority of Americans watch this idiot.
Per day.
And take
that
his word
me.
For it.
You should consume oils as part of your fats. You need healthy fats.
Right.
But the oils that he suggested did not include, well, he did mention olive oil at the end. He said, well, olive oil wasn't on this list. You may want to think about olive oils. But the oils that he said you should include in your diet daily, corn oil.
The worst oil of all.
That was the first oil he covered. Canola oil.
A terrible oil that's overly processed, genetically modified, and sprayed to the kingdom come.
Flax oil.
Not the worst, but it's high in estrogenic compounds.
And vegetable oils.
Well, what are vegetable oils? Everything else.
Everything else.
Soybean.
Which we just talked about, the study that Dominic D'Agostino had on his Facebook wall about how vegetable oils cause heart disease.
Polyunsaturated fatty acids are at the root of a lot of different illnesses today, we're starting to understand, because they're very, very pro-inflammatory. They're higher in omega-6 than omega-3. And when you get things that are fried in it, we know that they also... So frying any of these oils...
Acrylamide.
Well, forget about acrylamide. It turns into... what's the one? What's the fat we got out of the food that... hydrogen, it becomes not hydrogenated, it becomes...
trans fats.
It becomes a trans fat, thank you. Just by heating it. And every time you heat the same oil, more trans fats conglomerate in it. So the whole idea that these are the oils that he's telling people... Corn oil is by far the worst oil you can use.
Oh, and he did mention sunflower oil as well.
Seed oils are terrible. You know, olive oil, coconut oil. Oh, wait.
Avocado oil.
Avocado oil, walnut oil. Oh, that's right. Coconut oil, saturated fat.
Said to stay away from coconut
oil. Oh, of course he does. Look, it's so sad to me. You know why? Because if we were like 100,000 miles in the air looking down at the American population and we could see their brains' direction, like, and then we could see their bodies change. We would see everybody who watches the morning shows and everybody who watches Dr. Oz, we would see them directing their focus on those shows, and we would see them getting sicker and dying. Like, if we could do it in fast forward. No one's paying attention to the fact that these idiots who everybody takes their information from, your friend Trish said that Dr. Oz is her doctor.
He's my doctor.
This guy doesn't know. He doesn't have a friggin' clue. And worse than that, he's hurting people now with his information because they believe him. They like him. They want to follow him. This is nonsense. So I looked at the research, and I'm going to let Adele delve through this, but red unprocessed meats looks like it's not a problem. Why are they saying just have it once a week? I don't understand.
So according to the study, it says it's not a problem.
Yes. And I'm going to have – I don't want to go off on – because this is it's
so
very
extrapolating. So the consumption of 10 different foods – associated with cardiometabolic diseases.
Processed meat for sure. We know processed meat is bad. We know it. Bologna, hot dogs, you know, all that crap. All the stuff you get at Subway, that's all garbage. Garbage. But a good piece of... Look, I eat a pound of beef at least 3 times a week.
And I even told... Okay, so we were talking to... can I tell us when we were at the Quest booth?
Of course.
And yeah. So we were talking to Ron.
Yeah, Ron Penna. Brilliant Ron Penna. Yeah.
He's the founder of Quest, right. He and his wife.
Yeah.
And I said to
Shannon is the inventor of the Quest bar.
Right.
She created it. Good.
Right. So Ron said to us, what food can you...
This is great.
Isn't this great?
Can I set it up? Can
yeah,
I set it up? Your
yes.
Shoulder's bothering. I
my
know.
Shoulder's bothering.
Lisa did
me.
A mad shoulder workout the other day, and now her shoulder.
And now my
shoulder's
bothering.
So Ron looked at us and said, if you were going to be stuck on a ship for a year or more, and you could only bring one food, just one, and you needed that food to be able to not only allow you to survive being out there on the ocean for a year or more, but perhaps even thrive, what would it be? And I couldn't think of it. Elisa guessed eggs, and he said to her, eggs is actually probably one of them.
Well, I said beef. Then I said beef, and it was beef, because it provides everything that you need, the protein, the fats, vitamin C.
Yes.
Creatine.
Right.
It provides B12,
and then
everything
he went on to
that
say,
you need.
And then he went on to say that the Chinese... Navy actually brought live cows on their ships, and they raised them, and they milked them, and they slaughtered them, and they raised them, and nobody got scurvy, no one got sick.
And remember, people on the ships coming from England were getting scurvy.
Yeah, because they were bringing vegetables and their vegetables were going bad, and so they were eating canned stuff and it didn't have the vitamin C. So it's interesting that we have, for some reason, as a population, singled out the one food that you could probably eat five times a day for the rest of your life and live as the evil food in our food chain.
So I said to Carl after that conversation, I don't eat beef, but maybe it was the type of beef that I was eating, because when I was, you know, 15 years old, we didn't know about grass-fed beef. We just ate what was there. And then we had fresh beef from my stepfather's beef cattle.
Farm, yeah.
But it wasn't grass-fed.
Right. It was corn.
It was corn-fed. So I said, well, maybe if I try some grass-fed beef, I feel like I need to incorporate that into my diet.
Your body has changed, too. Maybe you know, when children are young, they have a hard time assimilating certain things that later on in life they don't. So you probably should. Look, you seem to love bison.
I do like bison.
It's the same thing. It's just a little leaner. I mean, you like bison, and you don't get sick from bison.
I don't eat huge amounts of it at a time, but I don't eat huge amounts of anything at
a time.
Well,
I was going to say, and really, you probably ate a quarter pound of bison at least when we were in North Carolina in those meatballs.
That's so true.
Yeah. We're going to have Adele dig deeper into this. I have a funny feeling I smell a skunk in this research, and I definitely know that Dr. Oz is a skunk. I feel bad for anybody who follows his advice. They have to be confused at best, completely misled at worst.
So what I find interesting is there was another study published by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine right around the same time that the other study that we just talked about.
Right.
And they basically are saying the same thing.
Yeah, of course.
And you know who's on this committee, don't you?
You told me, so I know.
Dean Ornish.
Yeah, Dean Ornish. So Dean Ornish is the guy who really came up with the whole vegetarian-type diet for heart disease and atherosclerosis.
And Neil Bernard, we've talked about him before, too.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they basically have said the same thing.
There is a war on against beef in this country. I don't know why. I can't figure it out. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, so I'm not going to say, oh, well, they want the population to be weaker. I don't know what it is. But for some reason, our government has taken an aim on beef, and they're working as hard as they can to demonize it, make it evil. I know a lot of people who eat a lot of beef and are thriving. And, you know, it's not the evil demon that they're making it out. They do the same thing to milk. They do the same thing to dairy. Oh, humans are the only species that continues to drink milk after they're weaned, you know, when they're adults. Well, we're the only species that knows how to milk a cow. You think if dogs could milk cows, they wouldn't drink milk?
If you give them milk, they'll drink it.
And interestingly enough, another thing, was it Ron that told me this? Someone told me this the other day, and I thought, it's brilliant. Milk is the only thing that you can go cross species.
It was Ron said that at dinner.
You can take camel milk and give it to a baby, a human baby. You can take
goat milk.
Goat milk and you know, you can take goat milk and give it to a camel. Oh, but milk and beef, they're evil. They're the problems for all the disease. No.
Actually, they're probably the best things that you can consume.
Yes, of course. And look, but why? What do they want us to eat? They keep growing more and more corn and soy. Dr. Oz is telling people you got to eat 4 servings of cereal grains a day.
A day.
This is the problem. That's why we've been doing that already. We've already been doing that. Don't you remember the food pyramid? The base of the food pyramid was pasta and bread and all that crap. And people followed that. They were afraid to eat protein.
Well, and if you think back from when we were younger, the low-fat craze was in.
Yeah.
We talked about that with, I think, Dr. Seeds. Remember the low-fat craze when they had all these, like, snack wells, low-fat chips and cookies and things.
And that's how we got here. We're over-consuming carbohydrates, and now we're all diabetic and fat. You know what? There's an old saying, and I know I'm going to butcher it, but those who do not remember the past are damned to relive it. And as society, humans, we are very, very, very myopic. We see what's in front of us. We see a little bit behind us, but none of us pay attention to what really happened 100 years ago. And as a result, they can pull the wool over our eyes all the time. No one's paying attention. Those who forget the past are doomed to relive it. And we can't forget that this government has lied to us about nutrition over and over and over again. That the medical orthodoxy has lied to us about treatments, mercury. Remember, they used to think mercury was good. Tobacco. Oh, cigarette smoking is good for you. Thalidomide. Oh, this will help you get over your nausea. I mean, look, you if you're stupid enough to take any, you know, look, if anybody's ever bet horses, you always bet past performances, right? You'd never bet a horse, all your money on a horse that has won and lost every single race that's ever been out on, unless there was something different about this race, okay? Like the other horse is a cripple, so this horse is going to win, right? You always bet past performances. When you look at past performances of our medical orthodoxy and our government, if you trust them, that doesn't mean that they're not telling the truth sometimes. But if you just trust them unabashedly, you're a fool. I'm calling you a fool. You're a fool. Because they have lied to you before. They will lie to you again. And if you don't remember when they lied to you before, you are destined to relive those lies again.
So on that note, when we come out of the break, I want to talk about vaccines.
Oh, wonderful. I know we haven't talked about vaccines in forever.
Well, it's time.
I wonder if my aluminum hat is in the car. I got to run out to the car. I'll be right back.
Crunchy. From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
It's going to be some stuff you're going to see that's going to make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you got to keep your sense of humor. You got to be able to smile through all this.
Okay, this is some good stuff here. This is not aluminum hat wearing stuff either.
So we all know that our new president, President Trump, assigned a vaccine committee, and to head that committee was RFK Jr.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So last month in an interview with Echo Watch, Mr. Kennedy made the claim that the CDC is a subsidiary of the pharmaceutical industry. The agency, the CDC, owns more than 20 vaccine patents and purchases and sells $4.1 billion in vaccines annually.
Now think about that.
And
this
yes,
is a government
I
agency.
Said the CDC.
Right, there's a government agency, right? But they're doing it at arm's length, right? They're keeping themselves covered, right?
Yeah.
They're not out in the open doing this. So how did he find it out?
So there's a man named Mark Blaxell. He's an intellectual property expert who has been employed by billion-dollar corporations to manage patents.
Right.
So he asked this man, who found out that the HHS, through the NIH, owns patents on all HPV vaccines and receives a percentage of the profits for each dose of Gardasil and Cervarix administered anywhere in the world. He published those revelations in a three-part expose entitled A License to Kill, How a Public-Private Partnership Made the Government Merck's Gardasil Partner.
Merck, they killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. No one went to jail. Interesting, when you have friends in high places.
So he did a patent search for him and found 57 granted U.S. patents with the CDC listed as the assignee.
This is crazy.
The CDC patents applicable to vaccines for flu, rotavirus, hepatitis A, HIV, anthrax, rabies, West Nile virus.
They own all these vaccines.
Yes. And meningococcal disease.
Yeah, pneumonia. Meningococcal pneumonia.
Disease. And it just goes on. I don't want to sit here and just name them all because.
And guess what? I'll bet you money there's going to be one added to that. How much you want to bet the Ebola virus is going to be added to that? Because don't forget, when Ebola broke out, we just gave up like $8 billion to a couple pharmaceutical companies to come up with a vaccine for it.
They have a patent for nucleic acid vaccines for prevention of flavivirus infection, which has applications in vaccines for Zika, West Nile virus, tick-borne
Tick-borne, probably like
encephalitis.
Encephalitis. That's like Lyme disease too, maybe.
Yellow fever, dengue fever.
Dengue, yeah.
So
think about this, right? Our tax dollars, they're using our tax dollars, people's tax dollars, right? We're like investors.
Okay, your taxes go to the, kind of like your investment. They take our tax dollars, they give them to private companies like Merck to come up with vaccines that they are part owners with. And that money just goes back into the government, the money that they make. You don't get any of your money back. You help fund that investment, but you don't get anything for it. You get to pay taxes again next year. You know, if this is, and I'm saying if this is true, I have to believe it's true because I think RFK would come out and against this if somebody posted this in an article and it's a lie. This is...
No, he said that in an interview to Echo Watch.
That's what I'm saying. But I mean, I'm saying... Like, just in case, I'm saying, if this is true, right? Just for the people out there, oh, this is fake news. If this is true, then people at the CDC need to go to jail. People at the NIH need to go to jail. People at Merck finally need to go to jail. Like, this is unbelievable.
The CDC holds a patent on adjuvants for a vaccine used on premature infants and young babies.
Because think about this. So, who benefits from telling everybody, oh, you need to be vaccinated? The CDC is the one that issues these, everyone needs to be vaccinated with the HPV vaccine.
Well, so let me ask you this. Isn't CDC the one who makes they're in charge of vaccine safety oversight?
Of course.
So isn't that like conflict? Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah.
They are the agency charged with vaccine safety oversight.
Right, right. So
via
not only
their
that,
immunization safety office.
Not only that, but they are the ones that dictate, like, which vaccines doctors have to give people. So they're making money. They're the ones driving the need. They're the ones allowing these vaccines that aren't safe to be put into the market. The CDC, oh, my God. I just hope that something happens. Because you and I, regular people, if we do something, we go to jail. But when you're in the government and you do something, nobody goes to jail. No one ever goes to jail. I don't understand that.
So apparently he's been quoted, Mr. Kennedy has been quoted as saying he will fight this corruption against our children until his last breath.
Good. 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 I'm sure that they'd like to get rid of him and have him draw his last breath sooner than later. Well, it's the truth.
The
you
vaccine
know
business is currently a $30 billion per year industry.
Yeah. Sad. Very, very
the
sad.
The World Health Organization has urged increased investment as well.
I'm sure they're on the take. Look, you think just the CDC is getting kickbacks from these big pharmaceutical companies? I bet the World Health Organization is getting kickbacks too. No, corruption. Henry Kissinger once said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And what he means by that is people at that level of government, like the CDC, they don't care about laws. They don't care about people. They don't care about anything. They do what they want to do because they know that there's nothing you can do about it. We're going to do what we want because you can't do nothing about it. We are the most powerful people in the country. And that's why I hope they start going to jail.
So evidently, Merck is the maker of the shingles vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And this past Wednesday, a Nevada woman claimed she suffered high blood pressure and an eye injury and other side effects due to the Zoster vaccine.
Right.
And she's filed a lawsuit in Philadelphia against Merck.
Good. Good.
And some of the side effects of the that vaccine are skin rash, headache, diarrhea, injection site reactions, joint or muscle pain.
You know the skin rash is because it's an attenuated virus.
So it's causing
shingles. Just a weaker version of the shingles. You know, we just talked about this when we were in Ohio. If you go give blood, and I know a lot of you do now because we've talked about giving blood periodically because it's good for you as well as the person who gets your blood.
I gave some this morning.
There you go. When you give blood at the Red Cross and they ask you to answer a bunch of questions, one of the questions they always ask you is if you have come in contact with someone who has gotten the whooping cough vaccine within the past 6 weeks. Think about this now. They're not asking if you got the whooping cough vaccine. They do ask that as well. They're asking, have you come in contact with someone who has gotten the whooping cough vaccine in the past 6 weeks. If you answer yes to that, you can't give blood. So when I asked the girl why, she said, because the whooping cough vaccine has an attenuated virus. And basically, those people who just got the vaccine, they basically have the whooping cough virus, so they can actually transmit that virus to other people. And I thought about this. So when you have a newborn baby in your house, if you want to go visit the baby in the nursery at the hospital, all the adults have to get a whooping cough vaccine. And then everybody passes the baby around. So basically, you have the virus, and you're exposing that infant to it right then because you got the vaccine. This is insanity. It's insanity because no one's asking these questions. I'm sure a lot of people, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I'm sure a lot of people have read that and thought, gee, that's odd. Why would it matter if I came in contact with somebody who got the whooping cough vaccine? Like, why would that matter? I'm telling you. And this company, organizations like the CDC, they don't care because it's all about the greater good. If a couple of you have to die, you got to crack some eggs to make an omelet. A couple of you have to die. It's all for the greater good. It's always for the greater good until you're the one that has to die.
So I had this image in my mind of the zombie apocalypse. And they're like, okay, everybody stand in line to get these vaccines. And it's like creating this population of zombies, and everybody just stands in line. If they say, okay, stand over here and do this, then they stand over here and do this.
Yes. It's like it's George Orwell's 1984. That's what it is. The government is, look, so we just found out that.
And if you don't do this, then they'll arrest you.
We just found out that the government is listening to everything we do. These iPhones, there's certain devices in your home that they can turn into listening devices. So, this is 1984.
I know it sounds like we are tin hat wearing people.
No, but it's true. This is on CNN. This is on NBC that they just found out that the government has been doing this. So, you know, these WikiLeaks documents, there's only 1/5 of them that have been released. They say that the government is doing this. They have the ability to activate the microphone in your cell phone and listen to you. They can do it with your home computer. They can do it with certain TV sets that have cameras in them.
Oh, I knew that.
So the point is, it's like George Orwell, 1984. Like, the government is listening to you. They know everything that you're doing. If they really thought you were a threat, they would get rid of you quickly, I'm sure. You're going to take your vaccines. You're going to eat the food we tell you to eat. We're going to control everything you do. We're going to tell you can't buy soda with your EBT card. I mean, this is what's going on here, folks. It is. And look, this is not conspiracy. This is really what's good. This is in the news every single day. Look, RFK is saying the CDC owns patents on the vaccines that they make people take and they say are safe. That's the worst kind of conflict
of
interest.
That's a conflict of interest.
It's more than a conflict of interest. It's a government agency. I mean, they're preying upon the population. They need to go to jail. Long time. I don't mean like 10 years and they come out and go to work for Merck. I mean, life sentences for everybody. You know, in China, I guess when the Beijing Olympics were coming around, one of the problems that the Chinese government had was that they sell a lot of drugs illegally to a lot of countries, you know, on the QT. And so they said, hey, you got to clean up the stuff that's going on with the stuff that's being shipped out of your country all the time. Now, I'm not suggesting that this is the right way to handle it, but this is how some governments handle it. The Chinese government went to the head of their quote-unquote FDA. They investigated and found out that, in fact, their Chinese version of the FDA was turning their backs on labs that were making stuff and shipping it out of the country, kind of under the radar. When they realized that their version of the FDA was complicit, do you know what they did to the head of the FDA?
Didn't they kill him?
Yeah, they put him in front of a firing squad. And guess what happened at their version of the FDA the next day?
Everybody.
Oh, man, we ain't doing nothing wrong. We'll get shot.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get shot. Now, people say, oh, well, the Chinese, they abuse their people. And that's draconian. Yeah, I agree with you. But you know what? When you have people running the FDA and the CDC, and they're not afraid of any penalties, They don't care about you. There's nothing you can do to them. They're going to take their billions of dollars that they've got stuck offshore from these deals they've done with Merck and Pfizer and everybody else. They're going to go retire in Panama while your kid has autism and that guy died prematurely, and they don't care. So unless you take these people and make examples of them, okay, don't kill them. Put them in jail for the rest of their lives. Use the RICO Act to take every penny that they or all of their family have ever had away from them. Crush them. Then you'll see people going, wow, before I take a bribe, wow, I better not do that, because not only will it hurt me, but everyone in my family will be hurt. Nah, I think I'll pass. Because we can't do like the Chinese government, just march you up there and put it on national TV and watch you get shot. But that would work too. I'm just saying. I'm not saying I condone it, but I can understand why they did it. Because you have people in places of power today, they're just not afraid. They don't care who they hurt anymore. And this is out of control. It really is. We have to take a break.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code GIFT30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code GIFT30. That's GIFT30 at AdamandEve.com.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can afford afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
DJ. DJ Hero.
Okay, so we just have one story to talk about, and then we're going to let everybody go.
Sorry, I was drinking water.
You're not allowed to do that.
A gallon a day. So I just wanted to talk about this one study out of Yale University.
And the reason this fits nicely, Elisa said, let's talk about this study before we go off the air, because this fits nicely if the government's listening to your iPhone and all that sort of stuff.
Just turn all that off and read a book.
Read a book. Tell them why.
Read a book. So in 2015, there were 571 million units of books sold. Mm-hmm. And the previous year, there were 559 million, which I'm impressed with.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people now use their Kindles and e-readers. But out of Yale University Public Health, they analyzed data about book reading, and they came to the conclusion that reading more books increases longevity.
Did they say how?
They think it's due to cognitive benefits.
Okay.
And that makes sense.
I think also it's relaxing.
And the results did include magazines and newspapers, but they didn't have the significance that books had.
Interesting.
So read a book. Those who read books for up to 3.5 hours weekly were 17% less likely to die over the 12-year follow-up compared to those who did not read books. Those who read for over 3.5 hours per week were 23% less likely to die.
And those who read for an average of 240 hours a week live forever.
You better start reading.
Better start reading. So that's a good story to end on.
So go read a book.
Go read a book now, because the show is over. We'll see everybody next week. Thank you for listening.
Bye.